Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook report for the grains for the week of Tuesday, January 16th. Starting off the week, we're a little bit higher in corn, up 0.75 cents. Beans are up 5 1/4, wheat's down 4 1/4 cents. The U.S. dollar is down sharply, down 47 ticks. I think ultimately that'll be a little bit of a boost to the grains. The metals are a little bit higher. We've got crude oil down 34 a barrel. But the market's trying to digest Friday's reports. We did gap open higher on the March beans and the November beans. The November beans backtracked and filled in. They broke about 6.5 cents down to 9.84 3/4 on the Novembers, which filled the gap, but we haven't done that in the March beans yet. The crush was huge this morning, a new record for a monthly total, 166.3. Export inspections for corn was 584, which was light. Wheat, 368, light, but the beans were a good number at 1.2. The beans have been trying to hang in here all day, despite the lower prices in the wheat and the lower crude oil prices. The dollar is kind of helping firm up everything a little bit in here today. But the weather in Brazil and South America, they've gotten some pretty good rains, so we don't see any real issues there for the time being. I think it's reasonable that they increase the Brazilian soybean numbers by 2 million and lowered the Argentinian by 1 million. But we haven't seen any new export business out here today. That may be a little bit dampening on the market. But the beans are holding in mainly off the meal. Meal's up 480. Oil's down 37 ticks. But looking forward to the rest of the week here, shortened week obviously. But the beans look pretty good. Funds are heavily short corn and wheat. I find it hard to believe that with the funds short as much as they are, that wheat's going to make a new low considering how iffy this crop is out here. So, you know, long term, I think the wheat's got some potential. If you've sold wheat, I'd be buying some wheat calls. The corn we're holding in here, I wouldn't be in a rush to buy the corn calls unless we close March corn back over 350. And the beans, if we don't fill that gap today, at 9.62 3/4, I think we can move this thing higher. So I think it's as much technical now with the report out of the way as it is anything else and whatever the funds want to do. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.